Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Luke 2 is a popular reading from the Bible during this time of year. Today we look at verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Have you ever collected something? Maybe it was coins or seashells. When I was growing up, I collected baseball cards. I had a joint collection with my brother and my father. At our highest point, we had somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 baseball cards. There was one card that we treasured more than any other card. It was the 1989 Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card. That card was one we wouldn't have traded for anything. We put it in a hard plastic case so that it would stay in mint condition, and we put it in a safe place away from all our other cards. You'd think, since we treasured that card so much, I would know where that card is today. Truth be told, I have no clue. It could be somewhere between the three houses we all call home, but I have no idea the exact whereabouts of that card. It could be lost, never to be seen again. Mary treasured and collected something that she would never lose track of. The life stories of her son, our Savior Jesus, were her prized possessions which could never be taken from her. With a heart of faith, Mary pondered the events of that first Christmas and no doubt the rest of her son's life, and locked them away where they were safe in her heart of faith. Do we follow Mary's example from this passage? Do we ponder and keep in our hearts the words and works of God made flesh? Do we walk away every single Sunday in awe of God's grace that He gives us through the atoning sacrifice of Jesus? If we don't, why not? Let's make this even more seasonal. Do we look forward to Christmas with a childlike faith, not because of the meals, family, and presents, but because of the simple, pure, and unadulterated message of sins forgiven through that babe in the manger? At this point in December, you are probably either preparing or putting the finishing touches on your individual Christmas services. Every day, you have the awesome privilege of teaching children where they can find something that can never be lost, no matter what forces try to have us lose it. Every day, you take your children to the feet of Christ, where they learn of sin and grace, love and mercy. You give them the most valuable collection they can ever have, a collection of 66 love letters from the God of the universe. This Christmas and always, may we ponder in our hearts of faith all that the Lord has done for us. Especially, let us never forget where to find that precious gospel message. For that is a message that can't be lost or stolen from us. I am so glad when Christmas comes, the night of Jesus' birth, when Bethlehem's star shone as the sun and angels sang on earth. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.